Now, I want you to imagine that you had been a child back in the day when Jesus was walking around on earth. Your family were friends with Jesus and his disciples, and you were his friend too. Sometimes, whenever you could, pretty much, you went where Jesus was, you saw what he did and heard what he was teaching. But sometimes you could not be there because Jesus traveled around quite a bit and you still had to go to school. But then you always heard later at home what Jesus had been doing and what he had been saying. He said things that you never heard anywhere else. There was something different about him. He was so different from your teachers at school, especially when he talked about God. Sometimes he called God his Father. Maybe you did not fully understand, but you had a warm feeling inside when he talked about God. Maybe you did not really, you couldn't really explain why, but he seemed to know what he was talking about. He had real authority. You see, he did not just keep repeating all the old rules and regulations. It was like he was really passionate. He was telling stories, but he was part of the stories. They were true stories, and he was part of the narrative. But, well, not everyone liked Jesus. There was a man who lived near your house, and he kept saying bad things about Jesus. One day, he started talking to Dad in the street. This man was very angry and very unkind. When he eventually walked away, Dad told you and your mum that Jesus had warned him to be careful of people like that man and that they were called Pharisees. You did not know what that word meant, but you did not bother to ask. Whatever a Pharisee was, you just knew that you did not want to be one. And they made you kind of scared. If they were saying bad things about Jesus, what if they actually did something really horrible to Jesus? But why would anyone hate Jesus? He was the kindest person you had ever known, and he was always helping people. You had been there on the mountain when he had taught such amazing things. Things like that poem that he said. You remember the poem? Well, not really a poem, but those words about being blessed, those words that flowed so smoothly and entered so deeply into that hidden place deep within you. Those words, what were they? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. It was not just Jesus' teaching that amazed you. There were his miracles too. And you could remember there was the man with leprosy, the man who could not move, the girl who died, the man who was blind, and another man who could not talk. And it seemed that Jesus cared about them all. He had healed the people who were ill, and sometimes he had even made dead people live again. But one day, you heard something that worried you, something that Jesus said. You were not there at the time, but when your dad came home, he told your mum, and you heard it too. And this is what you heard. Apparently, your dad was telling your mum, apparently Jesus had told his disciples, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and on the third day he will be raised to life. Now, there were some words that you did not understand, but you did not ask what they meant because you did not want your mum and dad to know that you had been listening in on the conversation. But from what you could understand, it sounded like Jesus was going to get hurt. It sounded like Jesus was going to be killed. And secretly you hoped that Dad had got it wrong. You just hoped that it was not true. Not long after this, you joined a large crowd who were following Jesus. And you were so hoping that things would get better for Jesus. Just as you were leaving Jericho, you saw two blind men who were sitting by the roadside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they shouted out, Lord, have mercy on us. The crowd around them told them to be quiet, but the blind men shouted all the louder, Lord, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and asked them, what do you want me to do for you? And they answered him, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, immediately they received their sight and they followed Jesus. And as you continued walking, Jesus said to two of his disciples, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me." They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead and those who followed behind, they shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Now, listen to this. Someone told you later that this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Well, you did not fully understand then, but it kind of reminded you of those beautiful words that Jesus had spoken on the mountain. "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart." Those words that Jesus had spoken on the mountain, they really seemed to apply to Jesus himself right now. He was so meek, so humble, so pure in heart. It was almost as if he was hungry and thirsty to do the right thing, to do God's right thing. Well, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." What a day it had been for you. And what a journey. And you were already beginning to understand the highs and the lows of following Jesus. You were beginning, even as a child, to understand the joy and the fear that comes with being a follower of Jesus. Jesus certainly seemed to be very popular right now. The crowds had been cheering for him. And secretly you hoped that all that stuff you had heard when your mum and your dad had been talking, all that stuff about Jesus being killed, secretly you just hoped that it was not true. But as you know now, it was all true, and it was all about to happen. Now, your mum and your dad, they were quite protective over you, and I'm glad to say that your mum and your dad, they did not let you see all the horrible things that they did to Jesus. They did not let you see Jesus nailed to the cross, but you heard all about it. And whilst you could not be there on the day that Jesus was killed, you were certainly there 2 days later when people just kept coming and going with the most amazing news ever. You remember the news, yeah? This is the news you heard that day. The news that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. The news that there had been a violent earthquake and an angel of the Lord had come down from heaven and had rolled the stone back and had sat on the stone in front of the tomb. The news that the appearance of the angel was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The bit that kind of made you laugh, if you remember, was when you heard this bit, the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. And then the bit about the angel that said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." And the news that suddenly Jesus had met them and said greetings, and they had worshipped him. This was the news you heard that day. And this time you did not have to pretend that you had not heard. This time it was good news. Very good news. This time you could share the news, and this time you could be part of the celebration.